Hey, welcome right to the Sharpway Show. I know I am a couple minutes late. I apologize tremendously. Had a little family thing I had to work on. We're looking at maybe getting a dog. Yeah, I know, odd, but that popped up all of a sudden. Had to deal with that. And my daughter's like ASAP pushed everything back. So I'm so sorry. But I'm here now. See, I have not abandoned you. I just had to handle something first. So appreciate you guys being here, still watching. I know that yesterday we were supposed to do Tuesdays with Andy, but we couldn't. I couldn't talk about my governor, our Lord and Master, His Majesty King Andrew Cuomo II. Oh, hail the king. But I couldn't do it yesterday. But I can do it today. So we'll be knocking out today, talking about how he is blaming everyone but him. Shocker, many of you thought, and you acted as if I was crazy, because many of you thought, oh my God, Governor Cuomo, he's in trouble. He's out. These Democratic blue states, they're finished. And I said, they're not. Newsom's not finished, and neither is Cuomo. And no, yeah, Cuomo, no. We're fine. Cuomo's still going to be here. We still got to fight him. The war isn't over. He isn't finished. He's a savvy, aggressive, ruthless politician. We still got to fight no matter what. Guys, if you like what I'm saying, like, comment, share. Let people know what I'm doing so we can move forward. I'm going to show you. I'm not going to give you the entire press conference from yesterday. It's a lot, but I'm going to give you a bit of it. And I want you to see how he deals with this because, man, he's good at what he does. Just saying, don't want him as my governor, but he knows how to play the game. Boy, does he know. First thing he starts the press conference with is, hi, everybody. Oh, like nothing's wrong. Like, no, I totally didn't send thousands of people to their deaths. And no, I didn't harass slash assault 10 women. That never happened. No. Let me tell you what matters. COVID. He is all about COVID. It's always about. The first 3 minutes of the press conference is all about COVID is real. You people screwing up, blaming us for the rates. Meanwhile, the rates are going up and down in almost the exact same way the flu season occurs. But it's all our fault. Besides that, here he goes talking about the next steps.
We've been very aggressive on vaccinations.
Yeah.
We're doing it every way we can. We're advertising it.
I'm going
to be traveling across the state, stressing this.
Look at that. He's going to cross the state. Who else who cared about New York State would cross the state? Oh, that's right. Me. Yeah. So you could try to do a full sharp, but I doubt you're doing.
Message, get vaccinated. Now, this has been a constant adjustment dealing with COVID.
It has. He likes this valve thing very much because he can squeeze us and he likes it. And he actually says it. No one likes this except him. He's like, see, if you mess up, I squeeze you. If you're good to me, I unsqueeze you. I'm not kidding. This is exactly what he talks about.
Graphic. I do. Because I like it. Nobody else likes it. But it's a prerogative of being governor. But it actually says something. It says.
It does say a lot. It says you like controlling stuff. That's actually what it says. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So Margot says, Tuesdays with Andy on a Wednesday is a real treat. Thank you, Margot. I appreciate that. 100%. Yes. Adrian says, I have a Puchon, a Poodle, and a Bichon Frise mix. Oh, look at that. Yes, I like the Bichon Frise. I do. And we're looking at different types of dogs, and I like that one. I like bigger dogs. Totally off topic, guys. Sorry. I love bigger dogs. I had a German Shepherd. I had a big terrier. I also had a little Yorkie once. I love dogs, but this is not going to be my dog. It's going to be my kids' dogs. I have two daughters and a wife. They like pocket dogs. I'm probably getting a pocket dog. Just saying. I probably am. So, in any case, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Watch the dials, watch the gauges, watch the positivity increase, watch the hospitalization increase.
Yeah. Like, we're supposed to watch this. We're not. You are going to, and you're going to crush us whenever you decide to crush us.
And that informs you as to the calibration of economic activity versus protections.
Economic activity versus protections. So in his world, he controls both. Right? He decides how much economic activity that we get. No, he's not even hiding this in any way. This is completely just the way he is. And watch his next step. He controls this. Listen to what he's doing.
So the numbers are stable and going down.
Look at that, stable.
So we can start
what may we have
more economic activity.
Thank you.
Museum and zoo capacity will be raised to 50%.
Look at that. Museums and zoos at 50%. You are a generous God. I appreciate the gifts that you bestow upon us. Look at that. You are a generous God King. I love it. So museums and zoos get 50%. I would ask the question, why? And it starts Monday, April 26th. Okay, great. Why? Is there logic behind this? Is there science? Do scientists, they get out their slide rules and go back and forth and go, oh, slide rule. Oh, there we go. Ah, 50% on a 26th. No, he's picking stuff and moving forward arbitrarily, and we're okay with it. Why in the world does he get to say these things? But he does.
Next Monday.
And separate, not like, oh, if you're indoors, you get 50%. No, if you're a comedy place, you get this. If you're a museum or zoo, you get that. If you're a restaurant, you get this. He picks each and every one. He controls.
The weather is nice. We have magnificent zoos in this state.
Nice.
You want to get outside. You want to take the family somewhere.
Oh, you'll let us do that.
Museums and zoos will be at 50%.
So if you want to get outside, go to a museum. That's what he just said. If you want to get outside, go to a museum. Okay. Makes sense.
Movie theater capacity will go to 33%.
See, movie theater is 33% because that's science too, right? Is that the other science? This is random stuff that he makes up just to control us, and we sit back and take it.
That will also start next Monday, April 26th. Mm-hmm. Indoor large arenas, basically sports arenas, will be raised to 25%.
That's 25%.
May 19th.
Okay.
Is not a random date.
The rest of them were. See, he just that was his tell. That's not random. The rest of them were totally random. This one's not random.
We've been speaking with the teams. We're optimistic. Yeah. And that would be a time when playoffs would begin.
Oh, for playoffs.
At the same time,
that's why.
It's about
pivoting. That one actually makes sense,
from
at least.
COVID close down to post COVID reopening.
COVID close down, you mean lockdown, but it's fun. I like how you spun that. Until post COVID opening. All right, let's keep going. Go ahead.
Right. And there's a season for everything.
There is. Okay.
And this is the season for renewal and for change.
I like
that. And this is a season where New Yorkers do what New Yorkers do best.
Which is?
Get in the mindset of post 9/11, post Hurricane Sandy.
That's what we do best. What New Yorkers do best is get in the mindset of post tragedy. You just pulled that directly out of your ass. That's fine.
We're not just going to rebuild.
We're not.
We're not just going to replace.
No.
Reimagine what we should be.
I like that.
Renew what we should be.
So then you were governor during Sandy. Why didn't we renew then? Oh, we didn't, did we? Yeah, we didn't do that. In fact, right now in New York City, New York State, people are still waiting for Hurricane Sandy money. I'm not joking. They're still looking to get their stuff rebuilt from Hurricane Sandy. That's still happening in New York City right now. Yeah, we didn't do that, did we? If only it was someone who's been here for, say, like the last 10 years, who could have reimagined and rebuilt and renewed. Oh, wait, that would be you. You could have done that, and you didn't. But now you've decided, now that I've destroyed New York State's economy far worse than I ever could have imagined, now that I've completely devastated the state, you know, the time is now? Renew. Yeah, now that we have no money whatsoever, and hundreds, I'm not joking, hundreds of billions of dollars of debt, and tens of billions of dollars of deficit, you know what we should do now? Rebuild. That's what I'm thinking, right? Exactly. Let's rebuild. That's the time.
And let's build to that standard.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
When I was in the federal government, I dealt with a lot of federal disasters.
I like that you're talking federal government. Are you kind of talking about how you're going to be good in the federal government? He's still thinking president. He's still thinking cabinet post. He's still thinking VP. He's still thinking that. He's still, through all this, he is still putting in the seeds of, see, I could do federal stuff, guys. I could still be a vice president candidate in 2024. I could still be a president candidate in 2024. He's still on that.
All across the country. You don't replace what was in the home.
You don't.
You build back a better home.
Oh, is that what we do?
Replace the what was the infrastructure. You build it back, modern, better, new.
And when did you do that in the past 10 years? I'm trying to think. Hold on. If I count that and then count that and then count that. Oh, none. Zero. Not once. Zero in 10 years. You've never done that. Not one time have you done that. So exactly zero times you've done that. But now that we have absolutely no money and everyone's fleeing the state faster than you've ever imagined, now let's build back everything better.
COVID showed a lot of ugliness.
Did it?
How do we build back better?
I don't know.
And how do we take this moment when everyone has to rebuild?
Yeah.
This is a reset for the world.
You said it, reset. I didn't say it. You did. And you thought the best time to rebuild is not when New York State's in a good spot, or maybe when not everyone is in trouble. The best time to rebuild everything back is when everybody's screwed. Brilliant. I mean, that's good timing. And that you didn't think to do that over the past 10 years. You thought to do that after this. Sounds good. Okay. I'm with you. Go ahead, Your Majesty.
Reset for the nation. How do we use this to our advantage?
Okay. Tell me.
The state, the region that rebuilds best and fastest will have economic opportunity in the future.
You are an amazing guru. You literally just said the people who build fastest and best will have an advantage. I don't need an MBA. I just listen to one of your speeches and you will then give me, wow, Captain Obvious. So the people who are the best will be the best. How can I beat that logic? You're amazing.
I believe that.
I do too.
Everyone is going through the process.
Yes.
Post-COVID, what did we learn? How do we rebuild? Whoever does
what did
that
we
best
learn?
Has an economic opportunity, and that's where New York has to excel. People ask me all the time, well, what will New York be?
No, they don't. Stop lying. Nobody asks you that question. Nobody asks you, hey, Governor, what will New York be? First off, you don't have any friends. So your friends don't ask you that question. You don't talk to any reporters except in this environment. So they don't ask you any questions. No one can talk to you who's a female in your cabinet or in your team because you'll harass them. So nobody asks you that question. That's blatant lie.
Post-COVID.
No one asks
there
you that
is nothing that is predetermined.
So let's have no goals.
New York will be what we make it to be.
What we make it. Okay. So you've made New York what it is now over the past 10 years. Yeah, you have done that. Are you taking responsibility this time?
One point in life, your destiny is in your own hands.
Oh, is that
our
right?
Our destiny is in our own hands.
At one point in your life.
It's what we make it.
Your destiny is in your own hands.
Our goal,
my guru,
our ambition is to make it better than it ever has been before.
Okay.
And we're not just thinking about it and talking about it. We are already in the action phase. We're in the implementation phase.
Look, it only took you 10 years. It only took you 10 years to move forward and actually start stuff. Not too shabby. 10 years?
We have the most aggressive building program in modern history that is going on now. New airports.
Yeah.
The new Moynihan Train Hall, which if you have not seen it, you are in for a treat.
Oh, what a treat.
We're going to rebuild Penn Station. Should have been done decades ago.
Yeah, it should have been done about a decade ago. That's true. But I'm just wondering, who was governor like a decade ago? Who should have rebuilt all these things? That was you. You were the governor a decade ago. You're right. This should have been done a decade ago.
But we're going to seize this moment to make it a reality. The new Port Authority bus terminal. It's been an eyesore for the west side of Manhattan for a long time.
Yeah, it has. I love it. It's as if he just got elected last year. He speaks like no one's ever been in charge. This is a common thing he talks about all the time. He acts as though he's just now, I just figured this stuff out. Oh, who knew? We should... These last guys who've been in charge the last 10 years, they're losers. I'm glad I'm finally here to fix things. My God, you speak that way when you don't realize you're calling yourself incompetent and no one ever sits here and calls you out on it.
But now is the time. The commute from Long Island
Yeah.
On the Long Island Railroad.
Yeah.
Through Penn Station, which has been a daily torment. Now is the time to put in a new track. The Belmont
Now's
Arena.
The time.
I was there the other day.
Yeah.
It's going to be the home to the Islanders. It's going to be a new music venue. It's a place of identity for Long Island.
There we go. It's the Belmont Arena is like on the border of Long Island and Queens. Is that really identity for Long Island? It's on the border of, for those who don't know, it's basically on the border of Queens and Nassau County. It's not on Long Island. It is, but no, that's not true. He made that up.
It's going to be magnificent, and it's going to open this fall. We accelerated the schedule.
Well, maybe you won't be at 33% again or whatever you're going to decide.
Many cities still suffer from the mistake made in the 50s and 60s where we blocked off the waterfront, and the waterfront is now the attraction, and you want to reconnect with that waterfront.
And you just figured that one out now? Didn't you do the Buffalo Billions a couple years back, and wasn't that a colossal waste of money? You want to go back and do it again to Buffalo? What could go wrong?
And we're doing that in Buffalo, in Rochester, and in Albany.
Nothing but a failure every time.
We just went through remote learning and kids having to learn from school, from home.
Yep, that's true.
And we saw inequality in education.
That's true. But we kind of saw that give or take 40 years ago. We did see it now. That's true. We also saw it about 40 years ago and 30 years ago and 20 years ago and 10 years ago. We've been seeing it. This is not a, you didn't just figure this out. Oh my God. Yes. There's some education inequality in this state. Who knew? That's what he's coming up with now. Now we figured it out. Why didn't you fix it 10 years ago? You know what? 5 years ago, 3 years ago, insert time period. Yeah, no.
Well, remote learning. Yeah. If you have the computer, if you have someone who can work with you, and if you have a broadband internet. And too many families had to go to the local fast food place or library to get broadband because they didn't have it at home.
Yes.
This remote learning discriminated against people, once again, the have
remote learning
and the
is racist.
Not.
Okay.
Universal broadband.
Yeah.
That is accessible to everyone and affordable.
And
first
affordable.
First state in the nation. If you're a low-income family, $15 and an internet company has to provide you high speed internet for
look at that. Now, not only is he telling you how many people can come into your facility, now he's price setting. He's telling you, if you're in my state, you must give your service away for $15. I don't care how much it costs you. I don't care what you must do it for $15. Now he's deciding on pricing. And what are we doing? Yeah. Oh my God. It's so good. Look, he's doing it. So, no, he's price fixing. And we're okay with this now. Your business, he'll tell you how much you'll pay and who you'll give it to. Period. What if they're a bad customer? What if they don't want to pay? What if they don't pay? Then what? You still got to give it to them? Yeah, you do. Because now they're going to assume, say, it's my right. I need to have broadband. Yes. Lawsuits, problems, nothing but bad. So now what are broadband companies going to do? They're just going to go, yep, I guess he got us. Man, we lose because that always happens. No, they're going to find a way to screw people over and get around this law. Why? Because they always do. That's the reason why. And now if you have the broadband at $15, it's going to be, oh, there's broadband at $15. Oh, you want more than one picture download? Oh, that's an extra $10. Oh, you want to actually work? Oh, you want a modem? Oh, well, a modem, that's $300. They do something like that, whatever they'll do. Or they'll just say, we're not doing it. See you in court. We're not doing it. See you in court. Or that. This is a terrible idea and a terrible precedent. This entire COVID piece has been such a terrible precedent for our future.
$15.
And by the way, he's proud of this. He is proud of this. First in a nation to set prices for a private company. First in a nation to force people, to force companies in my state to do as I say, when they say. He's proud of that. He's not ashamed or even hiding it. Doing it. And his hope, of course, is one important thing, which sadly may work. He's going to do it so he can say, look at what I gave you, vote for me. Look at what I gave you, vote for me. And every time he says first in a nation, this is a prep. Some of you asked me, do I think that he's still looking at president or VP? 100% yes, he is. His problems of last year, he's going to blow right past those. He keeps setting first in a nation because here's what I promise you. When he runs for either president or vice president, however he decides to do this, he's going to be saying, when I was governor of New York, I was first in the nation on this, and we were first in the nation in that, and I took New York out of COVID, and I did all these things. I'll do it for America, and blah, 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 blah. That he is prepping us all for his 2024 run. I'm not joking. You're going to laugh. You're aha, laugh. No, this is what he's doing. I'm 100% sure. I've been right with this guy every single time. I've called it, and I've been right every time with him. I know this guy. That's what he's doing.
We're also going to be the green energy capital of the nation. Not by
told you that. Capital of the nation. Green energy.
Talking about it or demonstrating or signing goals.
Because that
means
nothing.
By actually implementing a program.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to reform public safety.
Now, when he says public safety, he doesn't actually mean public safety. This is a euphemism now. Public safety means police reform. But police reform scares people, doesn't sound good. Most people, and I know many libertarians will be angry when I say it, but I'm just telling you the truth. Most people still care about cops, like cops, and want cops. That's just a fact of life. I know libertarians, some of you are mad at me for saying it, but that's a fact. He knows that, so he can't just yell police reform because it makes too many people on the right mad at him. The ire gets up, and they want to scream and yell. So he won't do that. He'll say public safety. What he means is police reform, because look on that slide right there, public safety and building trust. And then he puts nation leading. Everything he says is first in a nation, nation leading. This is what I mean. He's setting us up for him to run in 2024. He does this again and again and again, constantly. His people know what they're doing. And now it's police community collaboration. Come on. Are these good euphemisms? They're amazing. He means police reform.
This nation is still in turmoil with the relationship between members of the community and the police. We see it every day.
Yep.
There will be no economic recovery unless a city is safe.
So there's no economic recovery unless New York City has police reform? Stop. Stop. That's the reason? Stop. Come on. Come on.
We have seen that in the past, and I'm going to speak more about this over the coming days. But public safety is mm-hmm. directly related
to the
economy.
Yeah.
The economy will not grow if people don't feel safe. It's that simple.
No, it isn't that simple. That's absolutely not true.
We're in New York City today.
Made this up.
I can tell you. Born in New York City.
Me too.
You look at the periods of high crime in New York City.
I remember them.
They are periods of economic decline.
Yes, but economic decline affects the crime rate. Crime rate doesn't affect the economic decline. See, it's the opposite. You're saying, well, look at everybody putting their umbrellas up. It's raining. If everybody puts their umbrellas up, it'll start raining. No, if it rains, people put their umbrellas up. Umbrellas don't cause rain. Rain causes people to put their umbrellas up. That's how it works. When people have less economic activity, less economic actions, less economic opportunities, they resort to crime. Don't get me wrong. Some people are going to be criminals no matter what. I don't care how good the economy is. You got some people who are crooked and they're going to resort to crime. That's a fact. You're never going to get rid of crime. But those people who will resort to crime no matter what, they're a tiny percentage of our population. And they will. The issue is all the rest who are on that border. Give them economic opportunity, they don't resort to crime. So he's completely wrong, going exactly opposite. And people are like, yeah, that makes total sense.
You see periods of where the crime rate goes down.
Yep.
The economic rate goes up.
Yeah, but it's reversed.
We are at a point of crisis.
Oh, okay.
In this
Tell me.
Nation and in this state.
Okay.
And if you want to rebuild the economy, we have to reform public safety.
Not required.
We also have to help the middle class.
Oh, okay. We care about the middle class now. I like that. Let's talk about that. I like middle class. Let's talk about middle
Especially
class.
At this time. And the best way we can help them is through lower taxes.
Whoa. So lower taxes are a good thing? How come you haven't lowered taxes in the past 10 years? I don't get it. If lower tax is such a good thing, and I like it, I'm with you on this one. You and I, clear, we agree on this one. Lower tax in the middle class, that's a good thing. How come you haven't done it in the past 10 years? It's odd. Tell me what's going on.
In the budget we just passed, we actually reduce income taxes for the middle class.
Look at that. We reduce it from 6.09 to 5.97. Wow. Look at that. Rounded, that's nothing. Literally, rounded, that's nothing. But fine. Okay. We reduced it from as high as 6.09 all the way down to 5.97. Whoa. And if you're filing jointly, of course. So, yeah. Woo. We are hooking you up. Hooking you up. Look at him. He's a generous God. He's going to lower your income tax by 0.14%. Look at him go. 0.14%.
The rate goes from 6.09 to 5.97 for those making between $43,000 and $161,000. From 43 to $161,000, your tax rate goes down.
By 0.14%.
From 160 to 323.
Tell me.
Your tax rate goes down.
My God, 0.08%.
$1,000 per year.
Look, all the way down. I mean, way down from 6.41% all the way down to 6.33%. I'm saying, I thank you, Your Highness. You are indeed a generous God. You are. Thank you, Your Highness. I feel honored to live here. Thank you.
Middle class. At one point, that would be rich people. But times have changed.
Yes, so they have because of the taxes.
Those taxes down for people in those brackets.
100%.
And we do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do it for the 20,000 to 80,000 bracket. And
yeah, I'm talking about that
215,000.
Look how low you get there. Taxpayers. If you are making $21,000 to $80,000 a year, your taxes go down from 6.09 to 5.97. Come on. That's 0.14%. Look at all the money you save. That's got to be at least like $50. I mean, at least. It's maybe like $100 or something. Come on. It's tons of money. What are we doing?
So middle class taxes come down as soon as I sign this bill.
You sign it. Give me my 0.14%. Want that.
This tax change affects 4.8 million New Yorkers.
Look at that.
And it's $2.2 billion. So it is real.
He's it right
We're
past that.
We're also instituting a property tax credit.
Oh.
For people up to $250,000.
A property tax credit. Look at that. That's something. Property tax is better. He's giving us tax breaks. Is that, what is that? Tell me how much that one is.
Property taxes are the worst tax in the state of New
York.
Yeah.
They are.
Not the state income tax. It is the property tax.
Yes.
And when people talk about high tax New York.
Yeah, tell us about this.
They're talking about the property taxes.
Look at that.
That's
property
what they're
tax.
Talking about.
That's the problem.
We passed a permanent property tax.
Okay. Then why haven't you fixed this over the past 10 years? Again, you're acting like this is brand new. And he says, it's this is the permanent tax, the permanent property tax cap that's already saved New Yorkers $58 billion in the first 9 years. Okay, that's absolute garbage. Absolutely not true. 100% not true. Well, what do you mean, Larry? How did it save people money? If any of you who live in New York, what do they always do locally? Pass an emergency bill and raise it more than 2%. He's saying saved money. How do you know if it's saved money or not? The tax cap that you have in New York State isn't that you can't raise property tax. It's you can't raise it more than 2% every year. And every county, because it has to, raises it at least 2% every year. Then there's an exception. If there's an emergency, you can raise it more. So what do? They declare an emergency, and then they raise it more. This $58.8 billion is something some actuary made up. Well, in theory, they could have raised property taxes by 100%. And they didn't raise it by 100%. They only raised it by 9%. So I'm going to take a 91% savings and put that into this bogus stat that means nothing. This stat is completely made up. There's no way you can measure a savings in tax in property tax when you have no idea how much a county is going to raise your taxes by. No way. Completely bogus stat. He just made up. His people just went, ah, how about this? He went, yeah, fine. Those idiots won't pay attention. And sadly, in most cases, he's right. No one's paying attention. And there's no one in New York State who's going, man, his property tax has been great these last 9 years. That person does not exist unless that person literally has a serious mental disability and does not understand what property tax is. But assuming that individual does understand what property tax is, there's not one person in New York State goes, property taxes? Amazing. That tax cap, that was awesome. No one says that. Doesn't exist. Does not exist. No one believes that. This is completely fabricated, made up.
Cap at 2%. First time ever in history.
History. Everything's first time nation leading. Note his language. He continues to say that.
We passed it 9 years ago. It has saved almost $60 billion.
You made that up. No, New York. If that was true, if what he said was even true, where would be the evidence of this? If this was true, wouldn't we have more New Yorkers staying in New York because the property taxes were so low and capped? Wouldn't we have more New Yorkers with lower rentals in places like New York City and the cities? Wouldn't that happen? None of that's true. Because this is a blatant, just totally fabricated, has zero value. He couldn't tell you. If he told you how he got that number, you'd laugh in his face.
Years. But there's no doubt that if you want to make a difference from a tax point of view in this state, it's about property taxes.
Oh, so why haven't you fixed it in 10 years?
With all we've done, we still have the highest property taxes in the country.
What I love is he's literally saying how bad New York State is. And like, he's going to fix it now. All this stuff is like, New York State's terrible. Look at this. We have the highest taxes in New York State. The highest ever. Who the hell has been in charge of this state for 10 years? Oh, wait, that would be you. You're the reason. Every bad thing you say, it is your fault. You are the reason all these bad things exist. If you took over last year, I would be calmer. And I'm not joking. I would be calmer because I would hope you could fix the state because I wouldn't know how bad you are because you've just taken over last year. And I would hope that you were going to do something and fix these things. But I know you. You've been my governor for 10 years, 11 now. I know you. You've been my governor for a long time now. So I know exactly who you are and how you've been acting and what you've done. This is all your fault.
Right here in the state of New York. In New York State, the average middle-class taxpayer pays more in property taxes than they do.
This is like a sales rep coming to you and saying, you should buy my computer. Let me tell you why I should buy my computer. This computer, what a hunk of garbage. It is terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not really true. I'm sorry. This is like a computer salesman coming to you to now refurbish your computer or to give you a second computer. And he sold you the first computer. And when he sells you the first computer, the first thing he says when he walks in the door is, that computer you got, what a hunk of garbage. That's a garbage computer. And you're like, but you sold me that computer 2 years ago. I know, and it's a hunk of garbage, isn't it? You got to buy this new computer from me. But you sold me the old computer. Yeah, and it's a terrible computer. Oh my God, what kind of idiot would buy that? I don't know who sold you that. That guy's a crook. You should buy my computer. And you're like, but you sold me that computer 2 years ago. Why are you saying it's so bad? This is what he's doing now. He's saying, yeah, New York State's been terrible for 10 years. I don't know who's been in charge, but I'm here to fix it now. That's what he's doing.
In income taxes. So people tend to focus on the state income tax. No, that's not where you're paying the taxes. You're
that's
paying the taxes in your property taxes.
Oh, okay.
For example, we're in New York City today, downstate. Most people pay $10,000 in property taxes, $7,000 in income taxes.
Look at that.
The problem is property tax.
No, the problem is $17,000 in just those two taxes. That's the problem in just those two taxes. And you're going to lower our income tax by 0.14 or whatever you're going to do. Oh, good for you.
Property taxes in the Hudson Valley and Long Island are among the highest in the nation.
Who's been in charge of that for these last 10 years? What a horrible governor. Who would let that happen? That computer you had? Garbage.
Nassau, Westchester, Rockland, highest property taxes in the nation.
Yes.
By dollar amount of how much people pay.
Yeah.
Upstate,
Yeah.
Highest property taxes in the nation as a percentage of your home value.
Are you trying to get people to leave New York or come to New York? What are you? You're the worst salesman ever. I'm sorry. You are an amazing U-Haul salesman. You are like a U-Haul salesman, number one U-Haul salesman, past 10 years running in New York State. Nobody has given U-Haul more money than you. And let me tell you how bad downstate is. And I'll say, what a disaster that is. I don't know who's been running this state for 10 years.
So Nassau, Westchester, Rockland.
Yeah, tell me how bad it is.
Highest absolute property tax payment. Upstate New York, highest property tax as a percentage of the value of your home.
You could get rid of unfunded mandates. That would change that almost overnight, wouldn't it? You could change how you fund schools. That would also change that overnight, wouldn't it? You could do one of those two things, which I talked about in 2018 in both of those cases. I discussed both of those things for the past 3 years. Any of those things would change how the taxes would go, wouldn't it?
Home values are lower in upstate New York, but the property taxes is higher. This situation has always been a problem.
Yeah. Who's been around for this whole problem? It's been you. It's always been, that's correct. Why are you talking about it now?
We made major progress when we passed the property tax cap.
No, we did.
First
Stop
time
lying.
Ever.
Stop.
But then what happens in 2017?
What happened? Tell
me. The federal government actually made it worse.
Oh, Trump did it.
The federal government passed a federal tax reform plan.
Right, Trump did it.
Reduced taxes for the rich, the wealthy, the corporations.
Those evil people.
But removed the deductibility of state and local taxes.
Got it.
Salt.
So he removed the deductibility is what he did. So he didn't actually lower or raise taxes. He didn't let you deduct them anymore. Huh? Because your taxes were already too high, weren't they? Man, that was 2017. That's what, 4 years ago? That was 4 years ago. How'd you act then? Did you fix it 4 years ago? No. Did you change anything in New York State 4 years ago? Did you react to this 4 years ago? No. You just yelled at people and said, Trump evil. I'll save you from Trump. And he didn't save us from the evil Trump anyway, because all you do is blame him. So clearly your attempt to save us from the evil Trump didn't work because, according to you, everything, every problem that's happened in the past 4 years is all because of Trump. So clearly you failed.
They got away with it for two reasons. Number one, it was a little confusing.
Ooh, they got away because it's confusing. Okay, tell me how confusing this was. Tell me.
It was hard to communicate.
Hard.
You no longer can deduct your state and local taxes. You know, what does that mean?
I know. Someone tell, hey, Josh, you can't deduct, no longer can you deduct your state and local taxes. Josh's head exploded. He has no idea what that means. He's like, what? What does that mean? I don't understand what a tax deduction is. How is that hard? I have no idea what a tax deduction is. Hey, Christine, you can no longer deduct them from your taxes. What does that mean? I better call a lawyer. I better call my accountant. Accountants were confused. They had no concept of what a deduction is. Why would you even say something so stupid? Like, why would you say, and why do people go, wow, I guess people didn't get it. Who doesn't understand? Any functioning adult in America who pays taxes, assuming that you're an adult who pays taxes, do you not know what a deduction is? Are you confused by that? Stop. Stop. I guess we're five-year-olds.
And second, it was President Trump.
Of course, Trump's fault.
Federal government that was trying to help Republican states, and they took from the Democratic states.
What?
That is not a partisan statement.
They took from Democratic states, these Republicans. They did that?
It's mathematics.
Mathematics. Okay, tell me.
Money came from the Democratic states.
Then what happened?
Under their tax reform.
Yeah.
And they transferred it to Republican states.
A wealth transfer from the wealthy to the poor? How dare they do something like that? How dare? You know what? I agree with you. I do, Your Majesty. I agree that we shouldn't be just taking money from the wealthy and giving it to the poor. See that? You and I agree. I didn't know you were a libertarian. I didn't realize that. You've hidden this from me for so long. You think wealth redistribution is a bad idea. Guess what? Me too. Look at that. Something him and I can agree upon. Look at that. See, we can find common ground.
And it was a direct attack on New York.
What?
Because the federal government was no friend to New York,
see
as
that?
We know.
Trump
for
was evil.
Many reasons.
See that?
It cost New Yorkers $30 billion over the...
No, it didn't cost New Yorkers that. It didn't. No, you could have just... You could have just done something about it and lowered our taxes. You could have done that. You could have had a response to it in the past 4 years, and that would have till now. You could have done that. That was an option.
The last 3 years. What they did cost New Yorkers an additional $30 billion.
I
call it the salt assault.
Look how savvy you are, the salt assault. You should be a marketer. You have missed your calling, Your Highness. You not only can you be a king, which clearly you can be that, you could also be a marketer if you wanted to. You should be writing like jingles and stuff. Well done. Well done. Look at you go.
It affected virtually the entire state.
Look at that.
It limited deductions to $10,000. Most New Yorkers have deductions twice.
Yeah, but they wouldn't, if you wouldn't tax them so much, then we wouldn't have to have a cap so high and we wouldn't be affected by salt. You could have fixed that one, which would have made the assault irrelevant. You could have parried the assault with something like that, changing the cap. You could have done, not changing the cap, changing how much we pay so that we're, most of us are under the cap, in which case, irrelevant.
That level. It cost on average $2,600 per home.
Oh, okay.
And because of salt in 2017, New York had the largest tax hike of any state in the nation.
Look at that. Even raising taxes was Trump's fault. Man, you know what? You said in 2018 when you ran again that you were going to save us from the evil Trump. You said that more than once, but you didn't. Trump beat us up with this salt assault thing you just shown us. So which one? Was Trump the evil guy? Did you not stop us? You're like, he's evil and he beat us up and I'm going to protect you. Something doesn't match here. I thought you were going to protect us from the evil one.
That's why it was personal. And that's why it was devastating.
Personal. Devastating. You see, everything else about New York was awesome. But then Trump did the salt thing. And now it's terrible.
Make matters worse, New York already paid more into the federal government than any other state and got back less than any other state.
Look at that.
So it was already an unfair system. And they
We're paying the most. So we're the richest. I thought you want to tax the rich. Know what you've been telling me forever? You're going to tax the rich. Well, we're the rich ones. Shouldn't we be taxed? Oh, you don't like that. When it's you. When it's somebody else, totally cool with it. But when it's you, taxing the rich is bad. Okay.
Actually aggravated the injustice of it.
Look at that.
Now, this is 2017.
Yeah.
Trump, it's a Republican Senate.
All Trump.
Democratic House.
Yep.
All the New York officials.
Yeah.
Federal officials.
Yeah.
Condemned what the federal government did.
Look at that. That was valuable. So good.
Got up and gave a speech.
Love it. That helped. That speech was magic, right? Didn't do anything, did it? Chuck Schumer. That's Mr. Effective. I mean, I'm sure he saved everybody, didn't he?
Senator Schumer.
Look at that.
Condemned what?
Now I want to make sure why they're doing this. I want you to be clear why he's doing this. A lot of you don't get how savvy he is when he does all these things, right? He's putting all the people who turned on him with his harassment stuff. If you noticed, the last time I did one of these, he was all about Letitia James, putting her on notice, giving her stuff to do, making sure she's here. Now he's hitting all the rest of them. I told you he is a savvy and vindictive governor. Sorry, King. And he's right now. Every one of those people who says nothing bad about him, he's now going back to them right now.
They did. State and local deductions are the bedrock of middle-class deductions, help steady the cost of middle-class families. Senator Gillibrand
turned on them too?
Same thing.
Yep.
Congressman Nadler
turned
on
them too?
Our congressional delegation in the House. The Republicans didn't want to pay for the tax cut. They didn't care about this. They did this. They
wanted to punish
the state,
there.
The 12 states. They wanted to punish us for voting for Hillary Clinton, but they wanted to coerce us to have lower taxes and lesser services. Congresswoman Kathleen Rice, they all gave a great speech. Moderate Republicans, not the hyper-conservatives
not
or
the hyper-conservative
blind
ones.
Trump loyalists.
Yeah, those blind Trump loyalists, you know, we don't care about what they say, but this guy, he's not a blind Trump loyalist, so we can listen
but
to him.
Reasonable, moderate Republicans like Congressman Peter King, who I believe was just that, moderate, reasonable, pro-New York Republican.
See, that most of these Republicans aren't moderate or even pro-New York, but this guy is. So we're good. Whew, glad we got him.
Said
now.
That it was outrageous what they did.
Yeah. Now watch the slam. Watch the slam. He's putting them all on notice.
Okay. That was their position.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, in life, it's not what you say, it's what you do.
Like put people in nursing homes and
since
kill them?
Since January.
Yeah.
President Biden, who's a friend.
He's a friend.
Democratic Senate, Democratic Congress.
Yep.
No excuses. No.
I get excuses. You don't. Don't forget that. I know I harass people. I know I assaulted women. I know, but I get excuses. You don't.
Donald Trump, no Republican Senate.
Not here.
The Congress has passed multiple bills.
It has. It's true.
They all promised to repeal SALT.
Yeah.
They have not repealed SALT.
They haven't.
And they must.
They must.
There's another big federal package being proposed.
Coming up here.
They must repeal SALT.
Now, this is why it's so great what he's done. He did it with Letitia James last time I did this. I showed Letitia James. He was like, we're not moving forward unless Letitia James says, yes, I want to put her in charge, blah, blah, blah. What does that mean? If she doesn't do anything, she looks bad, he blames her. If she takes charge of it and she does well, he'll praise her so that she will leave him alone. She doesn't leave him alone, he will hammer her and say how bad she is. Now he has leverage over her. Now he's trying to have social leverage over them, these people. If they turn on him again, if they just shut up and say nothing, he'll say nothing. If they don't and they start turning on him again, he'll say, it's your fault that you're from New York. It's your fault that our taxes don't go down. I'm giving tax breaks. See my 0.09%. I'm giving tax breaks. You guys aren't. This is your fault. And I'll back people who will primary you. That's his fear. That's the fear he's putting in. He's attacking right now. He's defending himself. He acts like he's helping us out, defending himself completely.
I understand a little bit about politics.
A little bit. You do.
But it is still about results at the end of the day.
I would agree.
New Yorkers are bottom line people.
Only New Yorkers are. Rest you people outside New York, you're not bottom line people. Only we New Yorkers are. Rest you people, I don't know what you are.
Did you get it done?
Yeah, and you didn't.
Well, I'm trying. Well, I believe. I made a good effort. Did
you said all the time.
Get it done?
You didn't get it done.
And we need results from Washington.
There we go. All right, you tell them.
SALT repeal means $12.3 billion to New Yorkers.
There we go. I like that.
SALT repeal.
What will it do?
So powerful.
It's powerful.
It would lower the effective tax rate on New Yorkers' highest payers by 37%.
Look at that.
We just put a surcharge on the state income tax.
I want to be clear. We just made their taxes higher. That's what he's just saying. We put a surcharge. What that means is we made their taxes higher. He called it a PIT surcharge. Remember that from last time we talked? PIT surcharge. What's PIT stand for? Personal income tax. But he doesn't call it income tax. He calls it a PIT surcharge on the wealthy because the average person goes, oh, that's not taxes. That's a PIT surcharge for the rich people. And they buy it. They eat that up. So now we put a surcharge on them. So we raise their taxes. But if you repeal SALT, then they'll have a tax decrease, which will be massive. Why? Because we just raised their taxes. We just raised their taxes. So now if you repeal SALT, there's a huge drop in taxes. Why? Because we just raised them. So yeah, of course.
Tax for the highest earners to finance our reconstruction in effort.
Someone's got to finance it.
Our top rate went to 10.9%
from
8.8.
So he raised from 8.8 to 10.9. He raised it on the highest earners 2.1%, but gave a tax break of 0.14%. So 2.1 raise on the highest, 0.14 drop on the lowest. So you raise by that much, from 8 to 10, actually from 8 now to 11. So what's that percentage? Is that give or take 25% increase? Is my math about right? So it's about a 25% increase in taxation, right? When it comes to income tax. Surcharge. Surcharge. It's not a tax increase. It's a surcharge. Way different. Totally different. Keith, stop messing with me. It's totally different. It's not tax. It's a surcharge. Way different. Totally different thing. So it went from 8 point something to now 10 point something. 8.8 to 10.9. That's about a 25% increase. Is my math about right in that area? But if they repeal SALT, you have 37% decrease. Yeah, from a 25% increase.
If they repeal SALT, the effective tax rate on the high earners goes to 6.9%.
Look at that, 6.9.
So if they repeal SALT, which I believe they must.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll punish them.
The net effect in New York will be that we didn't raise taxes on anyone.
Look at that.
We lowered taxes on everyone.
So if the federal government does their job, we lowered taxes. No, what would have happened in effect is the federal government lowered taxes. You still raise taxes.
Because when the SALT repeal happens, the top tax rate is not 10.9 in New York. It's really 6.9.
Look at that.
And
way
6.9
better.
Is lower than what the taxes were.
Look at that.
So when we did this budget and we did this surcharge on the high earners.
Surcharge.
We anticipated that SALT would be repealed.
Because otherwise you'd just be raising taxes on everybody. You didn't anticipate. You hoped. Let's be clear. The words you just used is incorrect. You hoped.
Because there is no justification.
Yeah, none.
Not to repeal SALT.
None.
Especially after the way it was done. Especially after every federal official pledged to repeal SALT.
So repeal it. Tell us.
So to Congress, my message is simple on behalf of all New Yorkers who pay taxes. Don't pass another bill until you fully repeal SALT.
No he just gave deals, you. No. Look, the king has spoken. Do as the king says. Your lord and master has commanded you. Do as he commands.
Political games.
Don't play games with him.
Fully repeal SALT.
Do it.
A political attack on this state. It was a partisan political attack on this state.
It was another attack. We are always being attacked. Trump was attacking us like every day. Can't believe we survived. So glad we had you around.
Promised to repeal it. Now is the time to do it. Lower our taxes.
Because low taxes is good.
Help our economic recovery. Reverse the 2017
look at him.
Salt in the wounds bill.
Salt in the wounds bill. You are a natural marketer. If you ever decide to quit being king, you should open up a marketing company. I mean, we'll flock to you. We'll call it like the Royal Company or something. It's fine. His Majesty's agency. You'll be fine.
I can't say it more clearly, but trust me. It is what every New Yorker knows and feels.
I know, trusting you is good. All those elderly people in homes, they trusted you. What happened to that? Oh, yeah. I didn't go well for them. I'm not sure that trust is going to be working well for you.
And my job is very simple at the end of the day.
Tell me what that job is.
I represent the people of the state of New York.
That's simple.
I represent the people who are paying hard-earned tax dollars. I represent people who were assaulted by the federal government in 2017.
They were assaulted. We were assaulted by Trump in 2017. Everything in New York would be perfect if only Trump didn't assault us in 2017. Do you understand how stupid that is? The sad part is there are many New Yorkers right now who are going, yeah, if only Trump didn't attack us in 2017, we'd be perfect. Yeah, people are buying this story. Some of you are laughing at it, right? And I get it. But there are New Yorkers who are absolutely buying this, going, yeah, oh my God, New York would be perfect, except for that Trump attack us in 2017. Except for that, New York would be perfect. No, people were leaving New York before 2017 in droves, over 100,000 a year. Yeah, before this.
And I represent New Yorkers who demand justice.
Yes.
For them to have justice.
You should be impeached?
Action.
Oh, sorry.
And they need action.
You should
be impeached. From President Biden.
Okay.
From Senator Schumer.
Keep naming them.
From Congressman Jerry Nadler.
Don't stop naming them.
These leaders must deliver, and they must deliver now.
Calling you
there
out.
Are no excuses.
None.
What will New York's future be? It will be what we make it.
See that?
We have to have the vision.
Yeah.
Dream big.
Dream big.
And then do it.
That's what I've been saying. How long you been dreaming? You've been sleeping for 10 years, man. You've been sleeping for 10 years. You've been doing a lot of dreaming. Maybe we see some. Maybe we got some good doing now. I hope. You've been sleeping for a long
Build
time.
Big. Make
yeah.
it happen.
Make that happen.
Reform chronic problems.
Chronic problems.
Like public safety. And
chronic problems, meaning problems that have been happening for many years, like 10 of those years that you've been governor. Like
make
that.
Make it happen.
Yep.
Reform chronic problems like high property taxes.
Yes.
And make it happen.
Yes.
We can be better than we have ever been.
If only you weren't governor.
It's who
Damn.
We are. We just have to make it happen.
That's it.
And
Simple
I'm going to fight with you.
No, you're not.
To make it happen.
Stop lying. You're not going to do that. That's not true at all.
Every day.
There we go, guys. He is just talking trash. Let me grab some comments. I hope you guys see what he's doing, how he is setting himself up for the future, how he is punishing others, all those things. Right, let me grab a couple of these if I can. So Sean says, how does he say any of this with a straight face? Either he's clueless or he thinks we're really dumb. I think that he's learned that he can just say this and there's no consequences. And that people will believe it and buy it. Right? He'll give people a narrative that they want to believe. Like, there's a lot of New Yorkers who just want to believe that Democrats are always right. They're always awesome. They want to believe that. So he gives them a narrative that they can actually go, well, yeah, that's why. Yeah, it's because Democrats good, Republicans evil. We were backstabbed. He gives them the backstab narrative, and a lot of Democrats buy it. A lot of them do. So, yes, our destiny is in King Andrew's hands. Just have faith in our Lord and Master, Pete. Just have faith. Oh, my God, I can't say that with a straight face. I'm trying. I'm not as good as him. Sean, I'm not as good as him. I can't say it with a straight face. I can't even say it. I'm sorry. Abby says, obviously, I'm sorry. OMG, King Cuomo used big words like greatness, boldness, build back better. That must mean he's serious about 10 years of running the state like a monarch and treating his citizens like cattle and political props and virtues anyway. That's pretty accurate. That's very accurate. Absolutely. So yes, 100%. All right. Jimmy says, Larry, do you really think Cuomo has his eyes set on president or VP in the future? Yes, he does. Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind he does. Now, he might not do 2024. He might wait till 2028 or something like that's possible. He's only like 60 something. So he's got time to do it, right? He could. So maybe. My only issue here is he may not go for president right now. He may do the VP spot. That's something to do. If you run for the VP, it sets you up either for a future president's run if you lose or to be the president, you know, after the other person wins. Depends upon who is going to be running. He might do one or the other. But the issue is, yes, he is on board. But will he run if he thinks he'll lose? No. No. He only wants to win. He does not want to take an L. He'll only run if he thinks he can win. So, yes, I think he is. 100%. Paula says, Cuomo needs to stop watching the Godfather series. He sounds like Joe Pesci and Marlon Brando had a baby. There we go. Christine says, where's the money coming from? We're paying for it, Christine. My pocket. That's where it's coming from. Absolutely. Yes. 100%. Our destiny is in our hands. I thought we were an oppressive racist patriarchy and there was no hope. Ooh. Nice, Sam. Nice. You're right. There's no hope. We're racist patriarchy. There's no hope. You're right. Absolutely. I like that. Very good. That's great. Dan says, thanks, Larry. This is like watching an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Yes, I haven't seen that show in decades. Watching you watch King Andrew is bringing back fond TV memories. Thank you, Dan. I'm trying to entertain. I'm trying to. Absolutely. Avi says, sadly, Republicans are useless in this state. Only Larry can take down this charlatan. I do think the Republicans can't do it. I mean, they're all, you know, talking trash about how to do it. But in reality, it's similar to New York City. Right. Why does a Republican run for mayor in New York City? They're never going to win in New York City unless you're actually an independent. Right. You can You can be a Republican if you're actually an independent, like Bloomberg. Most of you don't know that Bloomberg, when he ran, he was our Republican governor. Yes, Mike Bloomberg was a Republican governor because he was really independent. But if you're actually a Republican, you can't win the mayorship. It's impossible. So why would you run? Because you're setting yourself up to go someplace else, right? You know, that woman, is it Malnakis? I've actually forgotten her name, from Staten Island. She ran last time just to bring up her popularity so she could run for Congress and win in Congress. Any Republican who runs now is running just to bring up their popularity so they can run for something else, right? They're going to go, I'll run for governor so I can later run for senator, or I'll run for governor so I can later run for Congress, or something like that. They're not trying to win. They can't. You're completely correct. They can't win. Is it Kylina? Kylina says, you're killing it, Larry. We need to hang and laugh at this goon. Share a local brew. A local brew. Thank you. Yes, you are correct. A local brew. 100%. Yes. Jericho says, hi, Larry. What would you say was the biggest waste of our tax dollars in our state right now? Where do you think the majority of New York's money is spent? Two places. The number, maybe three, but I would say two for sure. One would be education. We spend far too much money and get almost nothing in return compared to what we spend. We could be far more efficient if we revamp the entire thing, dump a bunch of our administrators, put more to local power, number one. Second is Medicaid, Medicare. These two are huge in our state. Our education budget's over $60 billion, and our Medicare, Medicaid budget's over $60 billion also. I mean, those are the two biggest chunks of our budget, without question. And they're heavily wasted. And one of the reasons why we do it is, this is going to sound crazy, it's because our copays are actually too low. I'm serious. They're too low. Literally in our state, I don't know if it's in other states, all I know is New York State. So if it's New York State, you have a similar problem. What happens in New York State now is the copays are very low. They're $1, $2, $3. Like emergency room is like $3. A doctor is like $1, like that. And I'm saying you multiply them literally by 12. I'm not joking. $12 as a copay for a visit to a doctor and $36 to emergency room. You might say, well, Larry, why would I want to do that? A couple reasons. One, less burden that the state has to pay. Number one, because you're paying, you're coming up with a copay. But Larry, poor people can't afford a dollar. That's an absolute lie. If you're poor in New York State, you can't afford $12 to go to the doctor. You've got a cell phone. Your nails are done. You can afford $12 to go to a doctor. That's, you know, still money. But Larry, some people are super poor. If you don't have an address, meaning you're homeless or you're not housed and you don't have an address, it's free anyway. You're not paying anyway. So it's zero for that person anyway. So our poorest are still dealt with. When you go to $12, what does that mean? Less people going to the doctor for frivolous issues, but $36 now instead of $3 for an ambulance run. There are people in New York State all the time who use an ambulance just as a taxi. I'm not joking. Talk to EMTs. They will tell you this. They use it as a taxi. And the EMT drivers, ambulance drivers, they call them frequent flyers. That's what they call them. So people go, oh, I need to go to, I'm in trouble. Call 911. Ambulance comes. They go, yeah, drop me off by the mall. Drop me off by my doctors. Right by the pizza place. And drop them off by the pizza joint. I'm not joking. Make it $36. Well, Larry, you tell me that, you know, that's an emergency room. Some people can't afford $36. It's an emergency. You're getting public assistance. You can afford $36. How often do you have to go to emergency room? How often do you have to go to emergency room? You can afford $36. You do that, it will change how much we spend right away. Less fraud, less abuse. Well, Larry, when people don't pay, they don't chase them because there's no money in it for them. If someone decides to not pay their bill 6 to 8, 10 times, and it's a hospital bill, it's a couple hundred bucks at max. I mean, it's a emergency room, maybe a couple hundred bucks, probably less, $10, $12 if it's just regular doctor visits. But now if it's $36 and you start screwing around, collections agencies will take that. They'll buy and sell that debt. They'll chase you down as they should. So those are the two issues. One is education. We can change that immediately by using my K-10 plan, ending standardized testing, and having money go directly from the state directly to individual school districts based upon the number of students they have, which means by default, the money follows the student. Not by literally attaching to the student because people fight that, goes to the district. But if your district gets more students, then you get more money. So by default, it follows the student. So we can do that too. Not just that, and my radical view now, which is relatively new, is we do an education cryptocurrency. You're an education cryptocurrency in New York State. What will happen? you'll pay with cryptocurrency. Well, Larry, that will never work. Who's going to pay for cryptocurrency? Let me tell you why. Because New York State education is about $60 billion. So I'm putting $60 billion out in the market. Larry, nobody wants to use cryptocurrency. Yeah, because it's a transaction to buy a slice of pizza. Who wants to do that? I get it. But what about when it's $60 billion? All of a sudden, now people want that. What about when it's every textbook in New York State? Now people want it. Rent, whatever the case may be, people want it. But more importantly, I don't want people to get that money. I want them to actually have dollars. So what do? I allow the banking industry in New York State to transact it and turn it from e-coin, whatever it is, into dollars. What does that mean? They get a transaction fee every single time. So only one thing banks love more than transaction fees, and they love transaction fees. And that is guaranteed government money. They love guaranteed government money first. Second thing they love is transaction fees. So you give them transaction fees. They're behind it. They'll absolutely jump on board and they'll do it. So now what does that mean? That means that $60 billion that's part of our budget, gone. It's now in crypto. That's how it works. And it's now its own world. It circles back and forth. Yeah, that's a gamble. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and it'll work and save our budget because our actual budget deficit is about $50 billion, not 15, about 50. You do that, budget deficit gone. But more importantly, for most people who have property taxes, about half of it in New York State, that's not 100% rule, depends on where you are in New York State, but about half is school tax. If I'm paying directly via cryptocurrency from Albany, school tax goes away. Every New Yorker gets about a 50% tax cut overnight. Done. 50% in property tax overnight. What does that do? More New Yorkers will stay, which is what I want to do, but not just. Or rents will go down depending upon where they are in the state. That's how you fix this. It is fixable. It can be done. Those are the two big pieces right there. Paula says, Larry, hope you decide to run. We get the funds and beat him all the way back to central casting for The Godfather 12. That's good. I like that. Yes. Very good. All right. Dave says the money's coming from the money fairy. Yeah. Uncle Joe's writing checks. Uncle Joe Biden's writing checks. Absolutely. 100%. It's very good. So he gets some good cash in his pocket from Buffalo and Rochester. Very true. Yes, he does. He will make cash. Yes. Kalina says, it's going to be magnificent. Ha ha, you sound like another New York politician you hate. King Andrew, such a hypocrite. Yes. Yes. He's becoming what he hates most, isn't he? Absolutely. Yes. So, let's see if I can keep going here. Please, Larry, save some scraps for the kids. That's good. I like that. Andrew says, we need a comedy roast where we roast Cuomo. Might sound like either the Dean Martin one or the Comedy Central one. Yeah, I take either one. It's fine. Absolutely. It's fine. Either one. So isn't that illegal? You mean him price fixing? You'd think so. But remember, laws are only effective if people enforce them. No one's fighting them. So I guess it's fine. Yep. Dave, didn't Nixon impose wage and price controls in the early 1970s? Yes. And it's when we saw our highest inflation ever. Yeah. And it's when we saw our highest inflation ever. 100% check. Christine Vargo, $15 equals crappy internet. Yeah, come on, right? Come on. So they could just give it because I order it? Order it free then, man. Why $15? You got to give it to people I deem poor, right? That's it. And then how are you going to figure out who's poor? You got to get your I'm poor card from New York State? Yes. That's what will happen. See, I get the I'm poor card from New York State. You got to give me. And there'll be no fraud in that at all. There'll be no fraud. Why would I think that? Never. Yes. Well, that makes me must pack up to head to New York State ASAP. There we go. Yes. Clinton says, wait, remote learning discriminated? No shit. How about let the kids go back to school before you give a big contract to Spectrum for a kickback in your wallet? Ooh, I like that. You are thinking. That's very good. I like that Cuomo speaks with a diction that sounds like he really does believe we're all idiots. Matt, he does. You're right. Everyone says it. He's always talking like, you know, you dumb people, let me help you. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you how stupid you are. I'm here for you. I'm gonna make it work. Joe says, let's have some fun with this poll. Write in Larry Sharp, since we all know that Larry is the best bet for the GOP to beat the king. Oh, there's a poll there. Yeah, we go. Yeah, guys, go to that poll. Joe's right. Go to that poll. Write my name in, please. That'd be great. Please rush to that. Thank you, Joe. I'm gonna copy that. My team, if you guys are watching, please take that. Put that on Twitter. Put that on everything. Let's get that poll out there. Joe, nicely done. Thank you, my friend. That is a great idea. Let's do that. Yes. So, all right. CM says, they say data is the new oil. Question, if you do not have remote supervised learning or community centers in OKAID schools set up after school learning, should old gas stations be transformed to 24/7 learning centers? So you're saying use old gas stations to become 24/7 learning centers, like libraries? Isn't that what libraries are supposed to be in theory? I mean, I'm not against the concept, but then am I taking the gas station land through eminent domain? Or am I just encouraging people who own the old gas station via some form of tax break or grant to turn into 24/7 learning centers? I don't know how the government facilitates that. And if the government's going to facilitate that, I'd rather use the land the government already has, which is the public library, right? I'd rather just turn that into a 24/7 learning center, which in theory should already have some form of broadband, should already have staff. If we add volunteers, and I know some of you are going to go crazy, if we then sponsor it, we could actually throw more money and cash at it and make it a learning center. Not against the idea, conceptually. I don't know how we put that into place without using eminent domain or force in some way. You have to show me how that plan works. So, yes. Margo says, oh, this makes sense. My internet bill just went up unexpectedly, and now I know why. But wait a minute, Margo. So he's taken from you rich internet people and given to the poor internet people. Isn't that what he was against? Didn't he say the evil federal government took the money from New York and gave it to the poor? I thought he was against that. Yes. Terrence says, the devil's always in details, Larry. 100% yes, Terrence. 100% yes. It all sounds good. I mean, look, I'm giving people free stuff. Poor people getting great stuff. Sounds amazing. Details? Disaster. Yes, disaster. Kalina says, Paul, Andrew, real estate agent of the year for Florida, South Carolina, and Texas. 100%. Yes, he's good at that. That he's good at. Yes. I checked the qualification for $15 broadband. Good luck qualifying. Oh, he's doing one of those. See that? Terrence, you were right. Sam, just you guys are ahead of the game here. This is great. I appreciate this. Sam already checked it out. So for their very slow internet, that probably can't handle the streaming needed for those online classes. Yeah, see, he's going to say that he's helping out the poor and then make the hurdle so high that no one can actually apply for it. But he can then say, first in a nation to help out the poor, see what I did, and then they don't even get it. That actually makes even more sense. Thank you, Sam. Terrence, you're right. Absolutely. Yes. So Jimmy says, wouldn't it be better to provide a public broadband service to compete with the private ISP? You know, I'm not against that in theory, right? That you would have an option and pick one or the other. As long as the public broadband service had to be self-sustainable, right? The only problem I have often is when we do something like that, taxpayer dollars supplement it. Now, if you were saying we take a one-time grant to start it, and it has to pay the state back, and then it has to be on its own, and it fails on its own, maybe. But my worry, Jimmy, is if you begin that, how do we ensure that it doesn't just become a government-funded competition to broadband? I'm not sure. I'm using Terrence. Details, right? I'm not against the concept of it, but you'd have to show me how that works. The advantage you would have off the bat would be a lot of people would trust it because it's government. And then it makes no sense, but we know that's how people think. They would trust it more. So it would have a brand value immediately. And it also would be able to probably sell immediately into all government contracts right away. So it would have an advantage there, similar to like CUNY or SUNY here in New York State. Have that advantage. Maybe. I'm open to the concept, but details. I don't know if I'd want to go there. It's probably better than it's better than price setting, right? If my only answers, Jimmy, are that and price setting, I'm with you. The price setting is a horrible, horrible precedent. And we already have government entities that do stuff. So that's not a precedent. That's precedent's already set. So if I have to decide and I only have two, I'd rather go your route. But again, as Terrence said, details is the key piece. So CM says, question, isn't the price setting only for low-income families? Yes, in theory it is, right? The problem is it sets a precedent, right? He already said did something else also, which was he talked about the idea of nursing homes only being able to make 5% profit. And I said, Larry, it's nursing homes. Most of them, you know, they get government dollars or insurance dollars or Medicaid dollars, whatever. That's true. But the precedent now says he can decide based upon public need or public safety what your profit margin can be. Now, is that devastating for our state if he does regulate, if he regulates nursing homes? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know if it's devastating, to be forward with you. It may not be a big deal overall. Right? The impact may or may not be a big deal. I actually don't know. But the precedent is terrible that I don't want to even start. Because even if the issue with the nursing home doesn't crush the industry or hurt us, what happens when he says, well, gas stations can only make 8% and consultants can only make 4% and diners can only make 9% or whatever. He decides whatever the next thing is because safety. Because his response was because there's a pull between making money and serving people. That was his logic. Well, diners are important for poor communities, right? I made that up. I don't know if that's true or not. I made it up. So we got us, it's their safety for their nutrition. So they should only be able to make 3% profit. That's my problem with it. I'm not actually sure if this specific incident will in the long run cause harm or not. I don't know. The precedent is terrible and it will set up the rest. It's just not a good idea for that reason. I hope that was clear. So, all right. Kalina says, I swear I know too many low information voters who love Cuomo because Hollywood spun his narrative. Cuomo's garbage. Yes and yes. I live in New York City. I know a lot of people like Cuomo. A lot. 100%. A lot too. Terrence says, he can say all that first in New York nonsense. Will he dare mention publicly how badly our public schools are in New York State? He never does. What he says is we spend the most, and he's proud of that. For those of you who don't know, New York ranks somewhere usually between about 25 and 37 when you rank the states, depending on what you rank them on when it comes to schools. So we almost always, there's some minor exceptions some years, but we almost always rank in the bottom 25%, the bottom 50%, excuse me, the bottom 50% of schools, of states in our schooling system, and we spend the most money. So what he says, Terrence, is we spend the most money as if that's the number one thing. But our results are not good at all. Absolutely. Avi says, term limits now. We didn't defeat the British to have an eternal master who rules over us and is unaccountable to anybody and can buy the state. Yes. Most who don't know, New York State has term limits on the mayor of New York City, but not on the governor. He can literally be governor for 20 or 30 or 40 years if he wants to. And we won't stop him. Yes. Jeanette says, I think Larry is right. He's slippery, our emperor. Eyes on D.C., grooming the inattentive New Yorkers. Yes. See, yes. I love it. Yes. Joe says, I love good cops. Bad cops suck. I agree. Yes. I'm with you on that. 100%. Dave says, when college was free, he does the air quotes, in California, that was for tuition, not student fees. Oh, I like student fees. That's good. Not room and board and not books. That's what $15 internet will become. There'll be hidden fees. Dave, you're on the money. Correct. That will happen. Or to Sam's point, if you want the actual $15, you'll have to jump through so many hoops to qualify. It'll be impossible. It'll be like, well, if you happen to be born on a leap year, February 29th, and it was a full moon and you have three kids, each one's name begins with, you know, Jay, then you can get it. It'll be something like that. So, I mean, Jay's not a bad name to have. Whatever. So, yes. So, Keith says, he's helping take some of the most fertile agricultural land in the world and covering it with government-subsidized solar panels. Also true, Keith. Yes. Yes. 100%. Yeah. Paul says, there'll be no recovery in New York till Cuomo's out of office. Maybe. Yes. 100%. Let's see here. David says, well, dumbass, let your people carry handguns. That would reduce crime. That too. Yes. Right. You make people harder targets and it also changes it. Right. Both work 100%. Right. I mean, you look at places with stricter gun laws, they tend to have higher crime. It's not 100% rule, but it's a pretty good, you know, general rule. It is. Absolutely. Margo says, you know what causes economic decline? Shutting the city down for a year. That'll do it. That's very effective, Margo. If someone's saying, how in the world can I cause economic decline? Margo will put her hand up, go, hey, shut that city down for a year. Brilliant. You're right. And he did it. So I guess he got what he wanted. But see, now he can save us, Margo. He breaks our leg, gives us a crutch, and says, you're welcome. Perfect. Yes. You're welcome. I love that. So, all right, so if I can do this. You did the poll thing. Thank you. I recovered that piece. By the way, we're talking about polls. If I can, I want to say thank you guys for taking the police accountability survey. I say this constantly, so please do it. Take that police accountability survey. Look, we just got the Chauvin verdict in, George Floyd. We just got that in yesterday. Let people know right now how you feel about police accountability. Take that survey. Click that specific link. Finish the entire survey. And then share that survey. It's about 5 minutes. Take it. It's good questions. People take, they've loved it. Take it. Share it to the best of your ability. Of course, please do that. If you're saying to yourself, Larry, I want to do that, but I've done it already. Don't do it again. No worries. Throw me some cash. Patreon.com/Sharpway. $10 a month, $25 a month. Whatever you can do, you're getting big Biden bucks. Throw me a big chunk. Throw me $100 a month. But $10 a month is fine. $25 is fine. Whatever we can do to make more stuff happen. You know, we got a TikTok now. Yeah, we do. TikTok now. We're doing more. We got a Sharpway clips on YouTube. And we're building more stuff out to make this bigger, better, stronger. And it takes dollars to make this happen. So guys, if you can support, please do it. $10 a month does help. It gets more stuff done every single month. If you can't do either, no worries. Like, comment, share. That is free and it helps move this program forward and it helps move us forward. Like, click those buttons, those likes and loves. Comment, put something down there. Share it with your friends and groups. You know groups? Put them in groups. Put this in groups. Let them get mad at you. The more you like, the more you comment, the more you share, the more we grow. So any of those three will help tremendously. I appreciate all that you guys are doing. So let me keep going if I can. Grab some more of these. All right. Let's see if I can grab this. Lower taxes. That's a soundbite for an election run. Yes, it is. 100%. Yes, 100%. So, all right. Let's see if I can keep doing this. Whenever I see Cuomo, all I say to myself repeatedly is stranger danger. Thank you, Paula. I appreciate that. Yes. Key says, what about my 4% property taxes that are 88% unfunded mandates from Albany? Yes, exactly right. And that 88% that you guys you see Keith putting up there, that's not an exaggeration, right? Low end unfunded mandates from Albany are 80%. That's low end. High end is more like 95 to 98% high end. 88 is right in about the middle. That's about what most of them are in that area. About 88% is about what most of those are. What does that mean? That means Albany decides, Albany, our state capital, goes to the individual county and says, you must pay for these things. It's the law. Oh, you want money for that? Oh, we don't have that. So you just find a way. Find a way for your tax to pay for what we tell you you must pay for. So you have to pay for it. No choice. They decide to do it. You have to pay for it. And so why show up and do with your budget when there's only 12% of your budget to actually work with? The rest is mandated by Albany that you must pay for. What if my people don't want to pay for it? Too bad. Law. Pay for it. Pay for it. Tan says, does he put this crap out every week? Actually, now he puts it out about it once a week now. He was doing it once a day until all of a sudden he was, you know, Governor Grabby. All of a sudden, then he had to stop because people were beating him up every day. So he changed. Yes. John says, I love hearing Larry rant. He's hilarious, but on point. Thank you. I'm trying to do my best. I appreciate that. Yes. I can't wait to get back $1 per thousand that I pay in taxes. I'm going to hit at McDonald's and get a value menu dinner with my stimmy. I love it, Sam. Very good. See that? McDonald's gets a little bit. Getting back on the dollar menu, you are set, man. Because he cares. He is a generous God. He is, without question. He's generous. Yes. So Dave says that's $60 for a couple making $50,000. There we go. Yes, $60. See? Same, $60. That's more than McDonald's. See that? And these guys, if you're making 50 grand, a couple making 50 grand, you can probably get like, I don't know, you go to McDonald's like three times or something. Maybe two times, three times. Depends how big your family is. At least twice. If you got a small family, three times. It's like three McDonald's trips at least. Come on. Not bad. Love that. Matt says, oh my God, Larry, you're on fire tonight. Thank you, my. This is one of my favorite things I love doing because I do love beating him up because he's just such a bad governor. It's just so easy to just beat him up. It just is just terrible. Yes. So, all right. Josh says, the advocates told me I'm 75% libertarian. Get some, Josh. Look at you go, man. The rest of you can go over there too. Take those surveys. It is good. It helps me out tremendously. Yes. Christopher says, I'm a line cook in Buffalo and I make only $20,000 a year. Thanks for the tax cut, Cuomo. It saved like the price of a cup of coffee. Yes. So you get to have an extra coffee this year. Look at that. Spend your money wisely. He is definitely a generous God. Yes. Christine says, $60 in New York, that barely covers a decent meal. It's true. That's true. You and a significant other go out to have dinner. There's your money. Gone. Right there. They're gone. 100%. Yes. So Kalina says, Cuomo is trying to save his butt by finally doing something. Don't trust his fool. Neither do I. I am with you. Neither do I. I completely agree. Yes. So, so there's Governor Grabby using that one. Well, when he became Governor Grabby, all of a sudden it was a problem, right? There we go. Yes. So that's very good. So, all right. Larry, Facebook keeps cutting you out. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening on Facebook. I apologize. Hope it's not maybe I need that cool $15 internet. That's what it is, right? There we go. Dave says, the post-COVID world, when does that happen? I'm assuming there will be a Paris or Russian COVID strain. Oh, very nice. Dave, yes. What happens when it's a strain? Do we then change everything again? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Jeanette says, crypto idea for the banks, go Larry. Yes, right? The banks hate crypto because they don't know how to control it. They don't know what's going on. They don't like it. So let them make money on it. You let a bank make money on stuff? This is the problem that a lot of people who are either hardcore socialists or hardcore libertarians don't like when I say this. When I talk about the idea of trying to get corporations and big banks and such to pay for the things they want them to pay for. If I want to, I can try to raise their taxes. Right? Of course, that's what most socialists would want. I'll try to pay their taxes. I'll raise your taxes. But what happens is one of two things. They don't pay the taxes. And two, that money goes to a general fund and never pays for whatever you want them to pay for. And I'm a libertarian. I hate the idea of even raising taxes. But I'm saying in theory, if I didn't care about the raising taxes part, that's the most common way. Libertarians go, don't worry about it. Charity. Charity will fix it. Charity will do it. We're not that world. Charity doesn't act the way it should or could right now. We haven't been that way in decades. And we're not going to change that culture right now. We have to foster charity and foster the right things. So my ideas are get the companies and the banks to want to pay for what I want them to pay for. Incentivize them to pay for what I want them to pay for. I would like corporations, big corporations, to pay more to fix infrastructure. So I have two choices. One, raise their taxes and then hope they pay for it and hope I can get it and go through bureaucracy. That's option one. Option two, say, let's make private roads. That's the libertarian answer. My answer is incentivize them to pay for it by leasing naming rights. So they want to pay for it. They're choosing to pay for it. That's a libertarian answer. It's voluntary and they're paying for what I want them to pay for. So I want the banks to pay and to deal with cryptocurrency and to pay for my education. So I incentivize them to do so, and they will. That's the point, right? If I'm looking at it from that point of view, you have better ways. I'm not against big corporations, big companies paying more. Not at all. I want them to. I just don't want to use force. That's the issue. Me being libertarian, I don't want to force them to. I want them to decide to. So I've got to come up with plans. So they go, yeah, I'll pay for that. Sure. I'll pay for that. All right. I'm in. They want to. That's what I mean. Hope that makes sense. So Wade says, wealth redistribution has always been a thing. The government taxes us and redistributes to the club members. Ooh, I like that. Club members. Wade, you are correct. That's very good. Yes, absolutely. So New York SUT runs this state. Yes. New York State. Yes. Unions for Teachers. Yes. They will never hop off the gravy train. Yes. The issue is, remember, the teachers actually are different than the administrators, right? Very different. Absolutely. Yes. Jericho says, I'm an NP. Oh, you know, I didn't know you were a nurse. I didn't know that. Nurse practitioner. So totally get what you're saying about an ambulance ride, emergency room. Yep. I've had women take an ambulance to the ED for a pregnancy test. Thank you. I wasn't kidding. Pregnancy tests are $4 at the dollar store. They are $4 at the dollar store, but they have to also have to get there. Probably $5 if they got to pay for gas or they got a tax cap, something like that. Or they can just, the emergency room cost them $3 total. That's what it costs in New York State, $3 total. So the trip and the pregnancy test cost them less than the $4 at the dollar store. That's why they do it. Make that $36. What does that mean? If she's really in trouble, she'll go. If she's really in trouble financially, she's homeless, she's not paying anyway. So you can still deal with that same issue. That's what I'm talking about, Jericho. Thank you for that. Lewis says, you're absolutely right. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Paula says, no copays do tend to run too low. You're right. Yes, 100%. It's true. Corey likes to go. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Yes. Missy says, it completely blows my mind. Many states would all but proverbially burning him at the stake. So why is New York? Yep, absolutely. Yes. Bloomberg also had the money. Yes, he was also wealthy. He was wealthy and independent. 100%. 100%. Yes. Thomas says, welcome to TikTok. Nikki Dobbs is still my Dobbs is still my favorite. But you're number two. Thank you. I'm on my way to making TikTok work a little bit better. We'll see how that works. We will see, you know, what's going on here. Yes. So SALT eliminates full deductibility of state and local taxes. Yeah, that's not hard to understand, Christopher. That's not like it's hard to understand. Yeah. Ryan says, Larry, you're so great. I love this so much. Thanks for your understanding and true takes on this. I appreciate it. Yes, I'm trying my best to make things work. So I do appreciate that. Yes. So Roger says, love your commentary. Doing my best, Roger. I appreciate that. Paula says, laughing. Hell, I'm crying. People across the country believe this crap. Sadly, yes, they do. They absolutely do. It is sad that they do. 100%. 100%. So, all right. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for this evening. I'm going to have to originally, he made a great use of car salesman. Thanks, Mike. What I want to be sure about this is that you're still liking, commenting, and sharing. It does matter. It does grow this show. And I want to grow the show more and more and more. If you like what I'm doing, please like, comment, and share. If you've got the cash, if you can afford it, please throw me some money at Patreon so I can keep my TikTok going, right? I got to do all these things. And of course, keep my sponsors happy. My sponsors, keep them happy. So that's how I'm paying the salaries to people who I'm trying to work on this thing. Please do that. Go over that police accountability survey. Click that specific link. Take it and share it. It makes them happy. I can keep moving this place forward. Guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. I appreciate you giving me so much of your evening. I will see you all tomorrow.